This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. A Turkish court has convicted an American pastor but allowed him to leave Turkey. AP's Walter Ratliff reporting.
On Friday, a Turkish court convicted American pastor Andrew Brunson on terror-related charges but released him from house arrest and allowed him to leave Turkey. The decision is expected to ease strained U.S.-Turkey relations. The court sentenced Brunson to a little more than 3 years in prison. But since the 50-year-old evangelical pastor has already spent 2 years in detention, he won't serve more time. The pastor is a native of North Carolina, but has lived in Turkey for more than two decades. He's one of thousands caught up in a Turkish government crackdown following a failed 2016 coup against the Turkish government. Brunson denied all the charges. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Media reports say Saudi Arabian journalist Jamal Khashoggi may have recorded his own death on his Apple Watch. On April 2nd, he went into the Saudi consulate in Istanbul to get a document for his upcoming marriage. He never exited the building. Turkey believes he was executed by Saudi agents. Stephen Cook of the Council on Foreign Relations on how the Trump White House is handling the case.
I would imagine that under a different presidency, we would have had serious offers of FBI assistance in getting to the bottom of this situation.
While in self-imposed exile in the United States, Khashoggi was critical of the Saudi crown prince and was writing that in the Washington Post. Riyadh denies any part in his disappearance. Governor Rick Scott of the U.S. state of Florida visited the town where Hurricane Michael this week made landfall. He says it's like a war zone. At least 13 people died in the massive storm, which also traveled across several U.S. states, which had been hard hit just a month ago by Hurricane Florence before returning to the Atlantic. This is VOA News. The Philippines has been elected to the United Nations Human Rights Council, boosting President Rodrigo Duterte's reputation after 2 years of criticism against hitman-style killings in his country's crackdown on illegal drugs. Rights groups had opposed the country's bid to join the council. A United Nations employee in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo has been tested positive for Ebola. Meantime, health officials are warning the rate of new Ebola cases is on the rise, especially in the town of Beni. Tarek Yazisrevich is with the World Health Organization.
This is something that obviously will make us focus on Beni, trying to reinforce our teams there and try to basically go really deeper in a community.
The death toll now stands at 125 from Ebola out of 201 reported cases. Zimbabwe's growing economic crisis, which has recently sent consumer prices spiraling upwards and created shortages of everything from gasoline to medications, is shaping up to be the first major test for Zimbabwe's new president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, who was sworn in just 2 months ago. Meantime, activists are saying the arrest this week of dozens of trade union members who plan to protest economic conditions has escalated the situation from a simple economic crisis to a wider, more unsettling one. A cyber breach at the headquarters of the U.S. military, known as the Pentagon, outside of Washington, is under investigation. That story now from AP's Mike Gracio.
A breach of travel records that could have compromised the personal information and credit card data of as many as 30,000 U.S. military and civilian personnel is being investigated by the Pentagon. The breach could have happened some months ago, but was only recently discovered. Pentagon leaders were informed of the breach by a department cyber team on October 4th. A Pentagon spokesman says the intrusion was made by breaching a commercial vendor. On Tuesday, the U.S. Government Accountability Office said the Pentagon has been slow to protect military weapons programs that are vulnerable to cyber attacks. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Russia's top diplomat has called the decision to recognize the Ukrainian Orthodox Church's independence from Moscow a Washington-backed provocation from which he vowed to protect the faithful in Ukraine from a schism if it sparks violence. Observers say the decision, which has sparked celebration in Kiev and outrage in Moscow, is a victory in Ukraine's struggle to keep Moscow at bay since the 2014 annexation of Crimea and its continued support for separatists fighting against Kyiv in the east. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.